There's been much speculation today on an announcement from Buckingham Palace at 10 o'clock. That announcement's just come through. The palace says Prince Philip will no longer carry out public engagements as of this autumn. The prince turns 96 in June, so his advancing years are given as a reason from that. So we will step down from royal public engagements as of this autumn. Much speculation that the news was going to be much worse than that. I'm rather happy to say that it's not. Nigel Cassidy, a busy morning this morning on the Share Breakfast programme. What did you all cover today?
Well, there was loads of stuff, actually. We had a huge number of well-known companies with results, their shares up or down when the market opened. So should we start on the high street with Morrisons? Their sales have jumped. The recovery under the current chief, Dave Potts, is continuing apace. Earlier this week, we had rather indifferent results from Sainsbury's. Their shares were well down. Morrisons shares actually pretty steady this morning, a little changed at 237. In a way, the market knows that it's a good story at Morrisons, but that is continuing. You know, they're improving the stores. They've got a tie-up with Amazon, where they're supplying some groceries to them. They're offering same-day and one-hour deliveries through Amazon. And essentially, this has been a pretty impressive recovery, given how competitive it is there out on the high street. So, all credit to them. They've got I think what they've successfully done is, and when they first came, particularly to the southeast, they didn't quite get London. You know, I was joking earlier, you know, they filled the Safeway stores they took over with pies. And they found Londoners didn't want them. But in fact, they now do very upmarket pies, which are extremely popular. They've got their own farms. They have a slightly different way of working. And as David Buick from Panmure Gordon said to us on Share Radio Breakfast earlier, they're a little bit smaller than Tesco, so they're more agile. They make changes. It's easier to turn the supertanker around.
Is this an interesting set of results in the week that Sainsbury's saw something of a drop in their profits?
Well, yes. I suppose Sainsbury's has been visibly improving for many months on end. So, of course, it gets harder as you've done all the obvious things to improve profit margins. You've reorganised, you've made the business more efficient. It actually gets much more difficult. So I would say Morrisons are not quite so far along that track. But I think the fact that the shares haven't risen a lot this morning kind of means that Morrisons have sort of got to where the market hoped they would be. So now, of course, you know, they've to see further increase in the share price, they've got to kind of do the next thing. They've got to announce another big thing, because these are big machines, these supermarkets, to keep feeding them because of the nature of them. You know, they've got to make a little bit more money, become a little bit more efficient every year. And that gets is particularly difficult in a low inflation environment. I would say now it's kind of slightly better. Remember all the spats over Marmite Gate and everything, you know, whether Unilever could put up the prices. When you have a bit of inflation, it is slightly easier to sneak an extra penny on something and improve profit margins. But as shoppers, we're all canny. We won't have it, will we?
Yeah. Don't get a penny by me at all.
You've also one of those huge notes that you mentioned earlier, that's out of the question as well.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. We've also heard from Next today, another high street stalwart.
Well, they are one of the big fallers this morning. The shares are down almost 6% to 41.50. Essentially, what people have been looking for from Next is a bit of light at the end of the tunnel, some indications that they've got something right going forward, that they can increase their profit outlook. That doesn't really seem to have happened. They warn the market remains challenging, using that awful C word, which usually gets a penny or two off the shares. They've cut the top end of their current profit forecast. These aren't earnings, by the way. This is just a kind of statement to the market. And they say store sales fell by just over 8%. That's a lot when you think about it. Not quite so bad with the directory. Clearly, a lot of analysts think that this formula of sort of bricks plus clicks is the way forward. Obviously, people can look in the stores, then go home and look at the catalogue, compare prices and buy stuff. They've got the same problem as Sainsbury's and so many others. They've got an awful lot of space out there, a lot of new shops, big new home furnishing stores. They've got to fill them with stuff. People have got to buy it. And at the moment, people just feel more comfortable buying things online.
Mm. You were talking about banks this morning. Michael Lafferty, your guest of Lafferty Group.
Yes. Always, Michael's always a good turn. He's a sort of veteran observer of banks and headquartered in Dublin. So they look across the European scene. They're reasonably impressed with HSBC. It is a supertanker to turn round, and the profits are down as they try and restore their fortunes. All the banks are kind of doing the same. They're pulling out of countries and places where they can't be number one or number two. HSBC used to be, I mean, you couldn't go anywhere in the world, could you, without seeing the famous logo. They are drawing in their horns a bit. They had a big drop in profits in 2015. They've made a lot of job cuts here, particularly across Europe. Bigger focus on Asia. And the chief said that, Stuart Gulliver said that in Thursday, this is in this statement, that 2017 would see the completion of all these changes. Their pivot to Asia continues. Obviously, the clue's in the name. Hong Kong and Shanghai Banking Corporation is the full name. I think the market's reasonably impressed. I think the market's getting ahead of actually the results, because the shares are up 3%, 664 pence.
OK. How did the FTSE open?
The FTSE opened probably up about 30 or 40 points. It's now just up 21, so we're on 72.56. The pound is sitting at 129 against the dollar. Against the euro, we're on 118.
And the pound?
That was the pound.
Yes.
Doesn't
a pound not feel like an awful lot of money these days? I remember when Granny gave me my my pound pocket money on a Friday night. Oh, it felt like a king's ransom.
Yeah, well, it did, and it used to buy you a lot. And actually, kind of, because inflation has been low, you know, it still can buy you a lot. Always exciting. Of course, now the new people are clutching the new pounds, which, according to the Sun yesterday, are falling apart.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nigel, thank you. And
pleasure.
For the final time of asking, you're back tomorrow morning, aren't you?
Yes, I am. We'll be in slightly retrospective mood on breakfast tomorrow. Our tame robot will be back for a final appearance. Best Buddy the robot, who will be having a sort of bit of life and death from him. Symbolic, you might say. And Chris Bailey, one of our top analysts, will be on the show. And again, he'll be looking at what financial life was like in 2014 when Share Radio began in its present form, and where we are now, and looking forward. And just to plug again, we want to keep in touch with our listeners. We hope to continue live broadcasting in some form at some time. So send us an email. Also, you can keep in touch with Share Radio. Newsletter at shareradio.co.uk.
It is not farewell. It is merely adieu. Nigel Cassidy, thank you so much for joining us here on Share Radio. And back first thing in the morning for Share Breakfast.